Okay. So now we go back to Mr. Sagerton's amendment. Can you state your amendment again, James, please?
Yes, it was just to list the Robert's Rules of Order with the other items that Eileen was suggesting that the committee look at, California Corporations Code and the bylaws. Because Robert's Rules of Order is supposed to use when the bylaws are
Robert's Rules of Order, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Will we vote on that?
Yeah, we're going to vote on that right now, unless there's an objection. Is there an objection to going to a vote? Okay.
Okay, please tell me. Objection. I have a question. What are we voting on?
We're voting on James' amendment to Eileen's substitute that we look into the Pacifica Foundation bylaws. We look into the 12th edition of Robert's Rules of Order. And what else, James? Oh,
Corporations Code.
Right.
California Corporations.
Okay. So that's the amendment to the substitute. So what an amendment does to the substitute, it gets included in the substitute. Okay? It's not to substitute the substitute of the main motion. Please take the roll, Nancy.
Lawrence, this is James. May I be heard for just a moment for clarification? My amendment was just to add Robert's Rules. Eileen already had California Corporations Code and the bylaws.
Okay, I stand corrected. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Eileen's question on procedure.
Go ahead, Eileen.
I would, of course, accept that. I just didn't think of it. Do we really have to vote on it, or can we just add it with my, you know, accepting it?
Did we say anything?
It's kind of silly to vote on it.
The process is that we have to either vote on it. I can ask if there's any objections to the amendment.
Okay.
Hearing no objections, it's part of the motion, I mean. I guess that's sort of what you wanted, right? Okay.
Yeah,
all right, so now we go to the substitute. Is there any further discussion on the substitute? Okay, any further discussion?
I have a question. The substitute, go ahead,
Nancy.
Could it be clarified one more time?
Oh. Eileen, can you read it one
you
more time?
You want me to read it again?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
I'll read it. I move that each station submit its procedures and rules for its public meetings held on Zoom or a similar platform to the Governance Committee. The committee will review these for any conflicts with the Pacifica bylaws, the California Corporate Code, or Robert's Rules of Order. Or the 12th
edition
12. Of Robert's Rules. Yeah.
12th edition.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry.
All right. So that's what's in order right now. That's what's on the floor. Are there any objections to the substitute motion?
Yes.
Okay. So if there's no objections, the substitute.
I have
William objected.
The main motion. Hold on.
William
hold on.
Objected.
Okay,
we heard
him. William objected. Okay. Okay. No, I did hear him. But you know. Sometimes it's okay to repeat some stuff. All right, so there's an objection.
Nancy on the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes.
Please keep your comment and your input on the substitute motion, please.
Yes. This substitute motion, if it passes, it means the whole main motion, all of it completely is dissolved?
It means that the substitute replaced the main motion, yes.
Okay, then I'm against it because this is the reason. This is nice to get a survey of all the LSBs and what they're doing, but I would say, this particular KPFA LSB has so severe a problem. I think there is no problem to pass allowing videotaping or recording of the audio. That is in the bylaws, and that we have no way to deny them that.
Okay, so thank you, Nancy.
I sent a substitute, and I omitted everything that pertained to the chat, only to the video, and that we have no problem with, because they are definitely breaking the bylaws.
This is James. May I recognize?
Thank you for your point of view, Nancy. I heard James, and who else?
Carol.
Okay.
Michael White to the stack.
Okay, so I got James, Carol, and Michael D.D. White. Go ahead, James.
I just want to make what I hope Nancy will hear as a friendly suggestion, which is we can vote for the substitute, and then what she just said about the videotaping and the recording can be stood up as a separate motion that I would favor. That's all. Thank you.
Carol?
Yeah, so this seems a little self-will-run riot to me, because what I'm hearing is that people are willing to rush forward to – there's nothing in the bylaws that says anything about videotaping or chats. It just isn't there. Now, you can make up stuff. I checked with Otis, who is our CPB officer, and he said that what we were doing was okay in terms of open meeting laws. So I think that to jump ahead without doing any research is irresponsible for this committee and bogs down the PNB at a time when the PNB has a lot on its plate. So I would like to suggest that we continue.
Point of order, William.
We continue and
Hold on, Carol. There's a point of order, and that's interruptible.
I apologize.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, this, again, is a discussion about the original motion as opposed to the substitute. We're supposed to be talking about
the substitute. I was just about to tell that, William. Thank you. You're right. Carol, we're voting on the substitute. Hi. What a cutie pie.
I support the comments of the last speaker.
Yeah, me too. Carol, go ahead. You could continue, but if you could concentrate your thoughts and your comments on the substitute motion, please.
Yeah. So I am in favor of having a more fair. I think the whole thing needs to be considered. But I think singling out one station. I appreciate that this is looking at things and doing a careful observation before we take action. And I would like to see what is going on with Robert's Rules of Order and other organizations that are functioning, that are able to pay their bills, that have orderly meetings. I would like to see how they do things.
Okay, thank you, Carol.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Okay, yes, I am.
Thank you, Carol. Michael, D.D. White? Michael, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay, so simply put, as a starter, I think that what James said is absolutely right, and I endorse it, we can deal with this, and the whole question about videotaping is separate. Frankly, anything that's public is axiomatically available to the public, and anything that furthers that availability through recording is permitted. I think that's not in the bylaws, but that's implicit. So I think James is absolutely right in suggesting and dealing with it as a separate subsequent motion. The problem what we got, which is totally, the basic rule is when it comes to what the public can do at a public meeting, they cannot be obstructionist. And when you record, you can't record in an obstructionist way. So you can't position your camera in a way that it's going to block the view of the audience, that kind of thing. That's the general rule. But when it comes to chat, turning the chat over to the public, that allows them to be obstructionist. It violates Robert's rules by creating separate meetings that go on simultaneously, allowing the public to be to be obstructionist. So James is absolutely right. I endorse adopting this, finding out what the procedures are as a general matter, and then dealing with a separate thing that just does what is obviously permitted and leaves out what is obviously not permitted under Robert's rules.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Are you done, Michael?
I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone else want to comment?
Yes.
William?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy. Please
yes.
Concentrate your remarks on the substitute.
Okay, please just let me speak. When I said they're in the bylaws, what I meant was open, the word open meetings. I recognize that word open as meaning video is, yes, allowed. In the state of Texas, any nonprofit, any group that has that's getting some kind of funding or something from the state of Texas is absolutely has to have video allowed. And by the state of California, recording law is such. Why would we be less inclusive and less transparent than the law of California? That's all.
Karen, this is Beth.
Hold on.
Are you muted?
No, I'm.
I think Nancy dropped off. Or got muted.
Did Nancy drop
off?
No,
I'm finished. No,
okay.
I'm finished.
All right.
James, for the stack after Carol, please.
Okay, Carol, James, and anyone else before we go to a vote. Okay, I'm going to close the stack after James.
Clarifying, cool. So would this motion ask the PNB also have videotaping of their meeting?
That's
Are you guys
question,
ready
now.
For that?
Hold on, Carol. So, Eileen, do you intend to send that motion to the PNB or to the PNB secretary to transmit it to the LSBs?
I could.
Because it's not part of the motion. It has to have somewhere to land. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah, somebody has to channel it, right? Tell me the best way to do that. I would be happy to do that, I guess.
I think the best way to do that.
Who on the PNB would I send? I'm sorry, what?
I think the best way to do it is to send it to the secretary.
Okay.
But we still haven't made a decision whether we're going to drop it or not. So that's all on the discussion.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. For the record, I would like it in writing.
I'll send it to you, Nancy.
And send to everybody.
No, hold on, Nancy. That's way too actionable. Go ahead, Carol. You have the floor.
This is Carol. Point of personal privilege. I have to get off the call for about 4 minutes. And
okay.
I think you all know how my position on this.
Okay.
Nancy on the stack.
Thank you for sharing your grandchild with us. Okay.
Can Daniel speak?
I got James, and then I'm going to go to Daniel, Nancy, because you've spoken a lot.
Sure,
you.
Sure.
Okay. James, then Daniel, then Nancy. And then I'm going to close
the
back.
Thank you, Lawrence. Yeah, I just want to say briefly that what Michael was kind of skirting around without actually saying it, and Nancy was mentioning it too, referring to Texas and California law, basically the authority for filming something that happens either, quote, in the open or open, or in other words, public, is the Constitution. It's the First Amendment, free speech, which is kind of what we're all about. So, yes, I think any public meeting is subject to recording and filming. However, that doesn't mean you're going to go set up a camera in everybody's house when they're on an electronic meeting, but it does mean that when meetings are held by Zoom or by Maestro, that that material should be made available. It should be used as part of our minutes and record keeping. And if there's defamation that occurs in such an open meeting, then the people who are committing defamation should be careful about what they do, because they will be liable. It won't be Pacifica unless it's a, you know, somebody from Pacifica who's doing it. So, yeah, it's the free speech is what it's about. And so I guess that's all. Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you, James. Daniel Bolston, KPFA.
Yes, I'm a bit unclear on this. Now, the substitute motion, I don't see where the substitute motion and the one about allowing videotaping are incompatible, why it has to be one or the other. It seems to me we could have both of them as long as we get the video, allow the videotape one to go through.
Okay. Thank you, Daniel. Nancy?
Yes. Carol was saying that the PMV should be videoed and be posting that as public. PMV meeting, we have a Maestro or KPFTX. I mean, it's streamed. The meeting is streamed for the public. So the PMV are doing Zoom, but the public is allowed to hear the recording. I think that's splendid. You have two ways to do things. I really don't want to go into PMB dictating them what to do, because I've never been a PMB and I don't know what y'all are doing there. And I don't think it's necessary, since there is a way to hear everything. I don't think we need to see it yet. I'm not willing to go that far. Besides, the 11th edition of Robert's Rules of Order about videoing said, yes, do video if it's in the bylaws. Now, it's not written, the video word, in our present bylaws. But in my, I stick to the same thing. Open means open. And, free speech. Thank you. I'm finished.
This is Eileen with a question clarification.
Go ahead, Eileen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're not saying that we're obligated to video any meeting. And I've been a little curious about this because the audio is generally available of most meetings. So I guess I'm not clear on why this is really important, but that's me.
Okay.
I guess I'll just leave it there.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Anyone else?
I'm not Nancy. Would you please recognize
who
spoke?
I got Nancy on my mind. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right.
That's a song.
So, so just to remind everybody that this meeting is also being recorded. So then the video, recording will be available. All right, so Nancy, please take the role on the substitute as amended.
Okay. Yes to amend.
No.
Wait
no.
a minute. I have to ask a question. What James said, it's correct and it's understood by everybody. If Eileen's motion, a substitute motion, it's a substitute motion, right? It's not a friendly amendment, or it's going to replace the first motion, right?
Yes, it's a substitute, so it's going to substitute the main motion if it prevails. James' amendment was non-objectionable, from what I understand. So there was no objections to the amendment, So the amendment is attached to the substitute motion. What we need to do is take the roll on the substitute motion as amended.
No, if the substitute motion means it replaces the original, right?
No, Nancy, yes.
Okay.
Motion was amended.
Okay, then it kills the original. So Eileen's motion will kill the original motion.
It was substituted. It didn't say to kill the motion. It said to substitute.
Well, substitute it means kill.
Please.
Okay, so, Nancy, do you want to take the roll? You want me to take it?
I just want everybody to understand what we're voting on.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair.
We've been on this stage for about an hour and a half.
Can we clarify?
Mr. Chair? No, we beat this thing up already. So let's take the roll. I understand that Nancy is delaying taking the roll because she doesn't agree with the substitute. If you don't agree with the substitute, you can vote no. The substitute.
Oh, I'm not against what she's saying about further research, but
amended.
It kills the original motion.
Nancy, you're out of order. Point of order, Chair.
I'm gonna take the roll. I'll take the roll. Okay. I'm going to go to Alan Beek from KPFK. How do you vote, Alan? Do you vote?
Alan Beek votes yes on the substitute.
Okay. Bill Crozier is not in the meeting. Carol Wolfe, how do you vote? All right, so Carol Wolfe is probably still with the answer. Okay, Daniel Brostrom, how do you vote?
Daniel votes no on the substitute.
Okay, Daniel votes no on the substitute. Eileen Rosen, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
You vote yes, okay. James Hackerton, how do you vote?
Yes.
Lewis Wolf, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce, how do you vote?
I'm abstaining.
You're abstaining, okay. Michael D.D. White, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees, how do you vote?
No.
Okay. Nancy Sabanaratomi, how do you vote?
No, not to substitute.
Okay. Vanessa Ditson-Briggs, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Wally James, how do you vote? Wally James, are you still with us? KPFT, Wally James. Okay.
He's
not present?
Here. He is here. He's still here.
James, are you, Wally, are you still there? Okay, I'll come back then. William Hairwagon, how do you vote?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go back to Wally James. Wally James, how do you vote? Okay, Wally James is not present. I'm going to go back
Carol.
To Carol Wolfley.
Yeah.
Carol Wolfley, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay, I'm going to go back to Wally James. Wally James, how do you vote? Bill Crozier. Okay, and so it's I'm left, and I'm a vote present, not voting. Okay, so the vote is 5-5, 3-8, 8-5. The motion passes.
I think it's 7-4.
I have 7-4. And one president
not voting.
Yes.
I got 7-4 to the right.
Okay, 7-4. For some reason I had 8-5. Okay. 7-4, so I guess we lost 7-4.
Michael,
go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. So,
Michael?
Yes. So, the first motion is killed. It's substituted by doing more research. And so I propose another motion, which is like the original, but it only covers video. It does not cover chat at all.
Point of order.
State your point of order, Carol.
That motion is not on the agenda.
Right. So
it doesn't have to be on the agenda.
Excuse me. Let me respond as the chair, Nancy. So a motion is in order even from the floor, Carol, in a committee meeting. And even on the P&B, the motions are often come from the floor. So I'm going to allow the motion that Nancy wants to propose. Please submit it in writing, Nancy, and please read it before you submit it. You did? Okay.
Yes,
can you read it, please?
Did. Yes, I'll read it. Motion for correction of KPFA-LSB violation of open meetings, whereas the Pacifica Bylaws, Article 7, Local Station Board, Section 6, Meetings C, Members and Public Participation, LSB, quote, LSB meetings shall be open to the public and to all members, with the exception of those meetings dedicated to or predominantly regarding personnel, proprietary information, litigation, unquote. And in California recording law, if one attends a public meeting, i.e., a meeting of a governmental body required to be open to
hold
the
on,
public
Nancy.
By law.
Nancy, hold on, please.
Yeah?
Because that sounds like the same motion that was substituted.
It is, except I took out everything about the chat.
All right, but you have to still notice it. It sounds like the same to me. You have to notice it, Nancy. I believe.
I already sent it. I sent it to everybody.
But you still have to notice it for the next meeting because the nature of the motion is the same motion that was substituted. So it's going to have to come
out. It's a different motion, Lawrence.
Well, I'm ruling that it's a very similar motion that was just substituted.
But it's different.
Verbatim.
It doesn't have anything. It has nothing about the chat.
Okay, that's fine. Then you can make a motion about the chat. But,
No, I don't want to make a motion about the chat. That needs to be researched, and that's what we already just voted on.
Okay, but you're regurgitating the same motion that was just substituted, Nancy.
No, I haven't even finished reading it either.
Okay, I'm reading it out of order, Nancy. Because it sounds like the same motion to me. Now,
I have not
you know
finished
what?
Reading
I'll leave it to the body, okay?
Can
go
I
ahead,
finish
Nancy,
reading
finish
it?
Reading your motion. Yes.
Okay. About public, about California recording law, one may make an audio or a video recording, unless the state or local body holding the meeting determines that the recording disrupts the proceeding by noise, illumination, or obstruction of view. The reference is California Government Code 11124.1, parentheses A, close parentheses, and California Government Code 54953.5, open parentheses A, and close parentheses. And whereas the KPFA-LSB is in violation of open meeting requirements as found in KPFA, a LSB meeting draft agenda of March 20th, 2021 on line 36, quote, no video recording permitted at LSB meetings, which was approved by the KPFA LSB in August 18, 2018. Line two, in number two, line 17 says threatening removal if there is not compliance with the above announced rules in the second paragraph, which starts with speak with each other respectfully and on and on and on. Quote, if a situation arises when a participant when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreement, after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting or be removed. Therefore, be it moved that the PNB instruct the governance bodies that A, recording of an audio or video of any open PNB committee meetings, including LSB and LSB committee meetings, by PNB committee members by other LSB members and the public cannot be prohibited. B, the PMB deems the KPFA LSB resolution of August 18, 2018, referred to above as null, and instructs the KPFA LSB to amend those minutes by adding, quote, nullified, unquote, with the date executed, and orders the KPFA LSB to make the following announcement in its meeting notice and also immediately after roll call at the next three meetings. By order of the PMB, the KPFA LSB shall allow the public and the LSB members to record audio or video of open LSB or LSB committee meetings. The end.
All right, thank you.
James for the stack.
I'm moving this motion out of order because it's the same motion. It has the nature of the same motion that was just substituted. So that's my ruling. If anybody would like to appeal it, but it's as far as I'm concerned, it's the same motion that was substituted. So I'm moving it out of order.
I appeal to the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Go ahead, state your reason for appeal, Nancy.
It may have something similar to something we just voted down, but it's not. It's different. It's protecting the right to record audio or video.
Okay.
PMB
are you
committee
done,
and our LSB committee meeting or LSB meeting. We didn't put anything there about PMB meetings.
Carol for the stack.
Hold on, Carol. I have to respond. Are you finished stating your grievance, Nancy? Your challenge to the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm gonna take a stack before. I have the right to close as the chair. Go ahead, Carol.
Chair, I did ask for the stack before.
Oh, you did. You did. I apologize, James.
No worries. I appreciate it. I know I've been talking a lot. I appreciate you recognizing me. I wanted to suggest to Nancy that I would support her in this if she took out the part, as pointed out by Carol, that refers to the California Open Meetings Act, which refers to government meetings, which is like the part of the first paragraph, I think, and then it's the third paragraph. About government meetings, and then she already took the part out about the chat. So I would be happy to vote on this if we could just clean up the language, take out everything about the open public meetings law. Which
James?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that's not within order right now. What's in order is the challenge to the chair's decision.
So, okay, all right, understood. Thank you, Lawrence.
Okay. So, Carol, that's what's in order right now, so... Now, please try to keep your comments to that.
Yeah, so the process that we had was we had a motion presented. We had two substitutes motions presented.
No, one substitute and one amendment. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, yeah. Well, one substitute and a friendly substitute that was accepted, plus a move to table. So we've already gone through this very thoroughly, and it seems to me that we need more information before we move forward with this in any way, and so it seems to me that this was not it is the same motion that was brought before, and then we're getting into amendments of it and everything, and it seems to me that we should close this out for this meeting because we should be complete and we're very near our time when our meetings are 2 hours long, so they go to 7:30, and I support the chair in the decision.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Anyone else want to support Nancy's objection to the chair's ruling or support the chair?
Daniel.
Who's that, Daniel? Go ahead, Nancy. Ed,
Michael White for the stack.
I got Daniel and then you, Michael White. And the time certain for this meeting is at 8 o'clock, I believe. Go ahead, Daniel.
In the first place, I do not see these two motions as being mutually exclusive. Now, at KPFA, we have this problem. We've been living with it for a while, that people have not been allowed to videotape. We need to be allowed to videotape. We have this problem. We need to do something about it. So I would very much like to do Nancy's, vote on Nancy's motion, put it into effect. I'd like to second it, by the way, if I can.
Okay. So that's not what's in order right now, Daniel. So you can't really second a motion that's not in order. To a decision is reached that in regards to the challenge of the ruling of the chair, I ruled it out of order. That's what's in order right now. Okay. I believe Michael D.D. White, right?
Yes, thank you. I just emailed to the committee a suggested motion which I think would accomplish everything that Nancy wants to do without meeting the encountering the objections of the chair, because it's an entirely new motion. It's simple.
Michael,
the governance.
Michael, I got to ask you to hold off, because what's in order right now is the challenge to the ruling of the chair. So hold on to your motion. Let's come to a decision. Nancy, you want to take the role? You want me to take it?
I'll take the role because I can take it better.
Uh-oh.
Okay. You do take it better. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. No, don't knock yourself out. Go and take the role.
Okay. This is to the ruling of the chair. Yes means you agree with the chair, and no means you do not agree with the chair. And if we vote no and no wins, then we will work on this thing a little more if we have time. Alan Beek, how do you vote?
I vote no.
No. Okay. Daniel Borgstrom?
No. Daniel votes no.
Daniel votes no. William Heerwagen?
No.
William votes no. William Heerwagen votes no. William Crozier is, I cannot hear you, and you're not here. Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs from WPFW.
Abstain.
Abstain. Vanessa abstains. Okay, Wally James from KPFT. Wally, I do not hear you. Okay, Lydia Ponce from KPFK. Lydia? Lydia, I cannot hear you. Lawrence Reyes, I'll come back to you. Arlene Rosen from WPFW. Arlene?
Sorry, I was muted. I vote yes to oppose the chair's ruling.
Okay. Arlene Rosen, yes. James Sagerton?
Yes.
From KPFW. James votes yes. Nancy Saibar Naditomi from KPFT, I vote no. Tom Voorhees from KPFA. Tom votes no. Michael D.D. White from WBAI.
Yes.
Michael votes yes. Lewis Wolf from WPFW.
Lewis votes yes.
Lewis votes yes. Carol Wolfley from KPFA.
Carol votes yes.
I'll vote yes. Okay, yes, I have, let's see, Arlene James, Michael Lewis, Carol, 5 yes. And one, Alan, Daniel, William, Nancy, Tom, 5 no. Chair, how do you wish to vote?
5 yes and 5 no.
I have one abstention. Yeah, 5 yes.
One abstention.
3, 4, 5, yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so I'm not going to vote because the motion didn't prevail. Your challenge did not prevail.
I didn't get a vote from Lydia. Did I?
Right.
Is Lydia both? Is Lydia on?
No. I don't know if Lydia's on. Lydia, are you there?
We've gone through a roll call.
Just for clarity, Lydia did not respond.
Yeah, Lydia did not respond. Okay, so the motion, the challenge to the chair, it fails on a tie vote.
So we continue.
The chair is voting present, not voting, okay, because I don't really need to. So I guess that in a sense, I think that summarizes our business. Hold on.
But there was a motion submitted by Michael. I'm not sure, Michael. Have you sent it yet?
Oh yeah, Michael. You were gonna. Thank you, Nancy. Michael, you were gonna send a motion.
Sent a motion, and you asked me to hold it. And I'll read it now. Motion. The Governance Committee asks the PNB to remind local station boards and its other PNB committees and subcommittees that the meetings that are required to be open to the public under the bylaws are open to the public, and that as meetings open to the public, there can be no prohibiting recording or videoing of those public meetings, except that such recording or videoing can be required not to be conducted in an obstructionist manner. So I apologize for that sounding a little bit tautological, but fact of the matter is that the rule is the rule is the rule. That's tautological. If someone, motivating this, if we have an open meeting and that means that it's being streamed, et cetera, and a member of the press is on that stream as a member of the public and the member of the press records it, we would never have any legal footing to tell that member of the public, the press, that they could not report what happened at the meeting.
Michael,
and that they could not Chair? They could not document.
Please mute yourself if you're not
with the reporting.
If you don't have the floor, please mute yourself. Go
Somebody's
ahead, Michael.
Cooking
I'm sorry.
In the kitchen. Can you please mute?
Okay, I already asked him, Nancy. Thank you.
Michael,
go
I'm
ahead,
sorry
Michael.
To interrupt you. Could you repeat what you were saying at the end? I couldn't
Nancy, please, let me chair the meeting. Go ahead, Michael.
Being asked to repeat, I think it was just at the end. I gave as an example, if we have an open meeting that's required to be open to the meeting and we're streaming so anyone can come to it and a member of the press comes to our meeting and a member of the press, who is the public as well as the press, takes advantage of the fact that they are there public at a public meeting and they record the meeting and then they report what happened in the meeting in their mode of press reporting, writing it out in a newspaper or putting it on the radio or putting it on video, and they buttress the veracity of what they're saying with a recording. We could never say you were not permitted to record that. That is totally ridiculous. The rule is the rule is the rule. Public is public, and that means you can record. So I apologize for the tautological nature of the repetition and the resolution that I am proposing, the motion that I'm proposing. But I think it's simple, and it bears that it benefits from that emphasis.
Okay.
Carol, so
thank you. I completely understand it, Michael. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah, so, again, I come back to the issue of how is this related to the PNB? Is the PNB going to direct LSBs to do something that they themselves are not doing? We are in a transition of going from recorded in-person meetings and some audio meetings to Zoom meetings. How is the PNB going to handle this before they, so shall we all have PNB meetings also recorded?
Is it
inappropriate to single out LSBs and particularly to single out a single LSB? And I don't think your motion singles out a single LSB, but I think it has to be if the law is open and wide. And it's my understanding, based on my conversation with Otis, that open meetings do not require allowing video recordings.
Okay, thank you, Carol. In regards to PNB meetings, they are recorded. I was.
No, but are those recordings, video recordings, available to the public?
Carol, please. Yes, it is available to the public. It is posted on the KPF, on the Pacifica.org website. Those minutes and those recordings are posted. The only thing that's not posted are the executive sessions. Okay.
But the video is posted? I thought what I've seen is the audio posted.
Right,
I've never seen video
posted. The audio is posted. Now,
yeah.
If you want to compel the PNB to open up, like I would love for the PNB to open up to the public. Go ahead and develop a motion. Thank you. Go ahead, Michael.
I mean to the staff.
Is that Michael?
Yeah.
Inquiry,
I just want to know if the PNB is holding a meeting, please inform me. But if the PNB is holding a meeting, and if that meeting, while it's being held, is available to be viewed in a video mode, do they prohibit someone from holding up a camera to that video and recording it? You know, it's different to say that the public can or cannot record it, or to say that the PNB itself, which requires the PNB to have that camera technology, you can't require the PNB to have the camera technology. Do they prohibit the public from holding up a camera and recording what's on their screen if they're watching it?
They don't share their screen.
I would. Carol, please stay. Please stay in order. I got Eileen on the stack. I'm going to put myself on the stack. Go ahead, Eileen. Then I'm going to answer those questions, Michael.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. I'm getting the impression that Carol thinks that this motion or effort is going to mandate that people, that the LSBs and the PNB, that they do actively videotape or video their meetings. I didn't think that was what this was about. I thought this was about if a member of the public wishes to record a meeting that they are entitled to be at, whether audio or video, that they can do it. I thought that was what this was about, not, you know, forcing
thank you.
Anybody
you
to do it.
Having?
Is that correct? Maybe somebody can.
Are you done,
thank you.
Can I answer?
No. I'm on the stack. Get on the stack, Carol.
Okay, I'm on the stack.
So you're on the stack after me. So, for the last 2 years that I've been on the PNB, and I was on the PNB when it was in-person meetings as well, there were cameras. There were people recording. At our LSB meeting, there was cameras and people recording. There was a member of the LSB that used to film all the meetings. So then for the last 2 years, everything has been blamed on the PNB. And you know who you are if you're listening. Everything has been blamed on the PNB. I guess you might as well blame the pandemic on us too, because everything has been blamed on the PNB. And there's been comparison that we are trying to hide something. And we report out, even in our executive sessions, report germane information. So, yes, I would support the PNB opening up to allow people to go to the meetings, just like KPF Care allows people in the Zoom meetings. And I know other LSPs also allow people in the Zoom meetings. And we don't prohibit people from posting in the chat. So, there has to be a middle ground. All I would say for someone that wants to open the PNB meeting, to the public, make a motion. And we could make a motion in this committee, and we could send it to the PMB if it prevails. So that's all I have to say about that. But, you know, there's always there's been all of these accusations and all of this blaming about situations that are happening in the network. And I'm sorry, that's not the case at all. That's misinformation. It's propaganda. I'm sorry for getting a little bit upset, but go ahead, Carol. You have the floor.
Yeah, thank you. And I think there is a lot of blaming going on, and I feel the same way that KPFA is blamed for things that are not appropriate. But what I'm trying to get at is that it's my understanding that the PMB is now having their meetings by Zoom. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the PMB has Zoom meetings. The public are not invited to join those Zoom meetings. In other words, KPFA has a Zoom meeting. Anybody can join the Zoom meeting and listen in as a member. So not only does the PMB not allow people to write in the chat, but the PMB doesn't even allow people to join the meeting by Zoom. So, and then because they're not allowing people to join the meeting by Zoom, they're also not allowing videotaping. What I'm trying to say is there are issues with these things, and we need to look at them and we need to examine them and see why the PNB is doing Zoom meetings and doesn't post the Zoom link and hear their reasons. Maybe they have some good reasons for that. Maybe they don't. But I think, you know, to single out an LSB is harassment. A single LSB is harassment. We have our meetings. The majority of our LSB members voted for the agreements that we have. There was no challenge to those agreements when they were voted on. And I believe that it's inappropriate to submit a motion for one LSB or trying to single out one LSB when we're trying to find our way. I mean, we could go back and do all our meetings on audio. Is that what you want? We could, you know, have no chat in our meetings. Is that what you want? We are trying to find the middle ground, and I think Lawrence is correct. We need to find the middle ground, and we don't need to cite laws that are not applicable, and we don't need to say things about the chat use that are not true. I'm complete.
James for the stack.
Boy to the stack.
Who's James and who else?
Michael White.
Michael White, okay. James, go ahead.
I just want to point out that the motion under consideration does not single out any station. It simply says the PNB should remind the local station boards that under free speech, that filming of public events is allowed. And it also doesn't say anything about laws that are not applicable. In fact, it doesn't really say anything about laws except the general idea that we have free speech. But the whole business about the California Open Meetings Act was removed from this it doesn't appear in this motion. So I think those points that Carol made, while they were appropriate before, they're not appropriate here.
Thank you, James. Michael, D.D. White.
I was going to make exactly that point. Not only does this motion not specify any particular LSB, it talks about any of the committees or subcommittees that under the bylaws are required to have open meetings. And the question of whether the PNB should be in inviting people into the Zoom meeting for video is a separate question. If this is only if you're holding the meeting and it's public, can you record what's public?
Thank you, Michael.
William for the staff.
Go ahead, William.
Thank you. The previous speaker from KPFA was making lots of comparisons to the, trying to make comparisons between the PNB and LSB. I know I'm falling into a trap because that's not the real subject of this, but I just want to say that the PNB hasn't held in-person meetings in years because we couldn't afford it. It's not anything to do with the pandemic or anything to do with the fact that they're Zooming meetings at KPFA and other stations now and PNB, but bad comparison. There's been no in-person PNB meetings for totally other reasons, and the comparisons are not accurate. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael, anyone else?
Yeah, Nancy was there.
Oh, hold on. Who's the gentleman first?
It was Michael White to the back.
Again? Okay. Any other person that has not spoken yet? Go ahead, Nancy. And then I'm going to go after you, Nancy.
Yes. I sent a kind of, I guess I could say, a friend, no, I don't know what. Anyway, I sent a motion where I took out the California state law, which supports audio and video of public meetings. I took that out. And I wanted, and I also want to say that there is a threat at the every KPFA LSB meeting. If they don't follow the rules, and they have lots of rules, if you don't follow the rules and you are reminded of it and you don't obey, then you can be removed. And I also was told I should not privately,
okay,
by
Nancy,
Carol,
Nancy,
by the secretary, I was told,
Nancy,
do not write in the
chat.
Nancy, I was threatened. I think it's much stronger
than
just
what's on the floor right now, Nancy. What's on the floor right now is Michael Weiss's motion. So, I mean, you're revisiting stuff. And,
okay, I'm guilty. All right.
Point of personal privilege, I don't like yelling.
Okay,
And I don't like being threatened by the secretary of the KPFA LSB telling me if I don't stop writing in the chat that I'll be removed from the meeting.
Point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Nancy.
An attack on me as an individual member of this meeting.
No, it's just a fact. It's not an attack.
Nancy, please.
You think it's an attack? Well, good for you.
Hold on. Take a pause for the cause. Take a breath. Okay. Carol has a point of privilege. Go ahead, Carol.
Yeah. I have a concern with people, you know. I'm hoping that people can work at their own stations to help their own stations to move forward instead of trying to micromanage other stations.
Okay.
You know, I would like to be treated with respect here.
Okay, thank you. I was after Nancy.
James for the stack.
All right.
Sorry.
You'll be after Michael.
Sorry.
Okay. No, it's fine. That's fine.
I stepped on you when you were speaking. I apologize. I just did it again.
That's okay. That's okay. So let me just say this. Unfortunately, the thing that Nancy experienced, I have experienced it too. In my visit to certain LSBs, and one in particular. So I was blocked from speaking. I arrived early and I was not allowed to share public comment. Now, I may be from KPFK, but I give for all of the five stations, and I want to keep all of the five stations together and the affiliates. So the only station that I know that prohibits certain things doing their meetings is the station that's being discussed tonight. We on the PNB in regards to open meetings, we could do a little bit better. But let me just say this. The meetings are streamed in real time, and then the recordings I'll post it. So, I mean, that's, I don't know if KPFA does that. Does KPFA LSB share the Zoom with the public? I don't think so. So if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. So, again, the only LSB that I know that has restrictive rules is the KPFA LSB, because I've experienced that. Okay? So, all right, James. Michael, and then James. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I was just going to say that in my tenure as a board member, there came a time when WBAI, local station board, started recording meetings. And there also came a time when video cameras started showing up and recording our meetings on a pretty regular basis. And this, I offer this as an observation. It's subjective, but it wasn't just my own observation. A lot of us thought we observed that when the meetings started getting recording and when they started getting videoed, that the board started conducting itself in a more professional, better manner, and working together in a better way. One of the side effects of recognizing that these are truly public meetings and can be recorded is that it could improve the conduct of any meeting. And so I offer that to you as a silver lining to all of this.
Thank you, Michael. James, and then we're going to go to a vote because we're almost at time certain. James?
Sorry.
Hold on one second, James. Hold on one second. Is there anyone else that wants to be recognized after James? No, go ahead, James.
That was my concern, Chair. I wanted to know if it's 7 o'clock your time that this meeting is time certain.
No, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock my time, which is 11 your time, I think.
Okay, so in other words, in 4 minutes by my clock. So I was going to suggest that we go to a vote and call for the orders of the day.
Okay. The orders of the day have been called for. Are there any objections to going to the order of the day? Okay, hearing none. Secretary, please take the roll on Michael's motion.
Alan Beek from KPFK.
I vote yes.
Alan votes yes. Daniel Borgstrom from KPFK. A.
Daniel votes yes.
Daniel votes yes. William Crozier from KPFT. I do not hear you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs from WPFW.
Pass.
Okay. WBAI, William Heerwagon.
Pass.
William passes. Wally James from KPFT. I do not hear you, Wally. Lydia from KPFK. Lydia Ponce. Lydia, I do not hear you. Eileen Rosen from WPFW.
Yes.
Lydia votes, Eileen votes yes. Sorry. WBAI, James Sagerton.
Yes.
James Sagerton votes yes. Nancy Saibar, Naritomi. I'm going to pass. Tom Voorhees from KPFA.
Tom votes yes.
Tom votes yes. Michael DDY from WBAI.
Yes.
Michael votes yes. Lewis Wolf from WPFW.
Yes, Lewis? I vote yes.
Lewis votes yes. Carol Wolfley from KPFA.
No.
Carol votes no. Okay, I'm going to go back. Let's see. Vanessa Dixon Briggs from WPFW.
Yes.
Vanessa votes yes. William Heerwagon from WBAI. William, are you muted? William, Heerwagon? Oh, we lost him. Okay, I'm going to go next. Let's see. Oh, there was myself, Nancy. Okay, I will vote yes. And go back to William. Heerwagon?
He is no longer William? On.
Oh, he's no longer on. Okay. All right, so we have yes, 1, 2, 3, thank you, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 yes and 1 no. And Chair, how do you wish to vote?
I would vote present, present not voting.
Okay,
please.
9 yes, 1 no, and 1 present not voting.
Okay, I think we are just about at time certain. And we did exhaust the agenda. So I need those motions, the ones that are going to the PMB, to put in my report. So I got an email so I could cut and paste, since my son taught me how to do that. I could cut and paste them, copy and paste them, into my report. Is there anything else you want me to report when the PMB meets again?
I thought that yes motion I just cast was a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we have not. But you can make a motion to adjourn. That motion, Alan, that motion was a motion from Michael D.D. White from WBAI that we're hoping that it would codify the request that I believe Michael once made and along with Eileen for the PMB to request that LSBs start opening up their meetings virtually to the public.
To remind the PMB,
yeah,
to remind.
Right. Thank you, Nancy.
To be open.
Okay. Right. Okay. I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
We already have moved to adjourn. We don't need a move to adjourn.
Excuse me. A motion is always in order, Nancy. Please let me check.
It is? I'm about time, sir.
Move
to adjourn.
Be secretary. You moved to adjourn. Who was that?
Carol.
Okay. Are there any objections to adjourning? Okay, hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you very much for your service.
Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody.